Hey guys, it's me, and you're listening to Space Out. So today's episode is going to be on how black holes die, why they die, and what happens after they die. So, to understand how black holes die, first you have to understand how we think the universe works. So, we think space-time is made out of pairs of particles and antiparticles. And since one's a particle and one's an antiparticle, they both annihilate each other in an instant. Now, when this event occurs near a black hole, it happens that sometimes when a particle and antiparticle pop into existence, one of them pops inside the event horizon. And the event horizon is a part of a black hole that you can never escape. Because the escape velocity of that black hole is higher than the speed of light. And since light has no mass, nothing can go faster than it. So therefore, nothing can escape a black hole. Now, so that one particle that escapes from the black hole's gravity, that particle takes some of the energy from the black hole with it. And over the course of 1 to the power of 100 years, that's 10 with like 100, more than 100 zeros, over the course of that time, the black hole loses its rotational mass, rotational force, and its gravitational mass, and it dies. Now, you're probably thinking, well, nothing can escape a black hole. You would be right, but Hawking radiation can escape because the particle wasn't in the event horizon in the first place. Or antiparticle, for that matter. Now, this is a bit of another topic, but there is a paradox called the information paradox. And that is when something enters a black hole, it can never escape, which still means it's not destroyed. But what Stephen Hawking said was that because of Hawking radiation, the black hole does die, which therefore means that the information is being destroyed, which contradicts everything we know about quantum physics and quantum relativity. So the thing to solve that would be that we have to find some way to observe when a black hole dies. And our best theory right now as to what happened when a black hole dies is that it becomes a sort of, not a star, but some sort of capsule where all that information is stored. That's if quantum relativity is right. But if general relativity is right, then the information is gone. So thank you for listening to my episode of Space Out, and see you next time.